say, over Shabbos, the Shliach Tzibur will be inside, not outside. Couple of days, we were speaking about Re'iyah and can you do Re'iyah over a Zoom or a television, and we talked about all kinds of things. So I was sent an article yesterday by Rav Tzvi Reisman, actually three people sent it to me, which is a very, he covers this very, very well. But I want to take it further into Hilchos Chanukah. In Hilchos Chanukah, so the Shulchan Aruch says in Tuf Reish Ayin Beis that the right time to light Chanukah Neiris, as we all know, is Shkia Sachama. And you have from Shkia Sachama until Tichle Regel Minashuk, until there's no traffic outside. What's the reason for that Zman? The reason for that Zman is that because you want to accomplish Pirsum Nisa. You want people to know, and if there's nobody outside, nobody knows. And Shulchan Aruch continues, Tuf Reish Ayin Beis, Miyu, Hani Mili Lechatchila. That's only talking about Lechatchila. Avalim Avar Zeh Hazman V'loy Hidlik. But let's say you come home, it's after midnight, there's no traffic on the street, and you didn't light Hanukkah candles, says the Shulchan Aruch, Madlik V'hoylich Kol Halayla. So you have a whole night to light. Bim Avar Kol Halayla V'loy Hidlik Ein Loy Tashlamet. But you only have until the Amud HaShachar. So Lechatchila, it's a Achatichle Regel Menashuk, B'di'eved, all night long. Comes the Magen Avraham on this halacha, and he says that, okay, that's okay, you can light all night, but you can't make a bracha on that lighting, because there's no Pirsumei Nisa. How can you make a bracha? The whole halacha is that you're supposed to be Mefarsim Gedes. So if you're doing this at 1 o'clock in the morning, you're not being Mefarsim Gedes. So if you're not being Mefarsim Gedes, how can you make a bracha? The Mishnah Berura seems to paskin like that Magen Avraham, and because he says, the Mishnah Berura says here that ad amud hashachar, you can light until amud hashachar ubivracha with a bracha, but haynu dafkim bnei habayis neorim. That's only if somebody's home and somebody's awake. Avlim yishenim ein levarach alem al yadlik b'lay bracha. So it's an interesting thing. I mean, who knows this? That you're not supposed to make a bracha after whatever the shir is, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Yes, you light, but you don't make a bracha. In the Shaar HaTzion, he brings this Magen Avraham, and he says that, like, maybe, he says, probably we should be choshesh for this Magen Avraham because Safek Bracha is Lahakel, and you don't want to make a bracha for nothing. So therefore, being that the Magen Avraham says that you shouldn't make a bracha, even if others argue with him, you have a Safek Bracha, and you shouldn't make a bracha. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikol Makay, Misha writes a Linhaik, Kavase means the Shilte Gibarim and make a bracha, ain moichin biyadei. So the Mishnah Berurah gives us a little bit of an out here. He says, if you want to make a bracha, if somebody does make a bracha, even though Suffolk brachas lahakel means he shouldn't make a bracha, but if he wants to make a bracha, ain moichin biyadei, we don't protest and we don't tell him not to, you made a bracha levatala, just leave him alone. This is, by the way, a bit of a pella that you only, I mean, everybody knows you have to light Hanukkah candles all night long. And I don't think too many people realize that exactly at 10:07 or whatever it is, you stop making a bracha like the Mishnah Berurah says, lechatchila. And in fact, I saw in Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe, Chelek Dalad, he says, Divrei Magen Avraham Temuin. It's a Temua Dikei Magen Avraham, V'tzarech Lahadlik Bebracha. Of course you should light with the bracha. Av Kishu Bnei Abayis Yishenim, even if everybody's sleeping. V'av Kishu Rak Levadoi Bebayis, and even if he's the only one home. Even if you're the only one in the whole city, of course you light with a bracha. Do we ever hear such a thing that if a person lives on some farm in the wilderness and he lights Hanukkah candles, he doesn't make a bracha because nobody's around? In Devar Kaza. I mean, according to the Magen Avraham, says there is, but he says no. Could the Hevi, and he brings the Mishnah Berurah, B'Shaar HaTzion, Gam Mechemed Moshe, V'gam Hiskim Shemisha Reitz Alina Kavase Ein Moichin. The Mishnah Berurah is even maskim to me, because that he says that if somebody makes a bracha, let him make a bracha. I saw on the side of this Mishnah Berurah, he says today already people do make a bracha. I don't know if it's because of Rav Moshe, but he brings from the Rav Ozner that people do make a bracha. So we make a bracha. We should make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah allows us, and Rav Moshe says we should. But the nakuda here is, this is the point I want to bring out, that we light Hanukkah candles for Parsumei Nisa. True or false? No, it's not, as the Rebbe should tell you, it's not true. We like Hanukkah candles, lahaskir sanes. That's why we like Hanukkah candles. The same reason we read Megillah. We lahaskir sanes. The reason we like Hanukkah candles is because we had nisim in the time of Hanukkah and the time of the Chashmonaim. Now there's another thing like a tnai in that and give it some press. You know, don't just do it in a vacuum. Let people see, let people know. But that's an important thing. It's a halachic thing. It's a tnai in the mitzvah, but that's not the reason we light Hanukkah candles. Therefore, the poskim are saying that if that reason is not there, you're not able to be Mekayim Persumini, so you're the only one in some city in China that's Jewish and lives there. So you light the candles with a bracha because you're lighting candles on the nest. So you see from here that the, you know, we talk about the Riya or the Persuminisa. This is secondary to the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah itself, it's like a tznai in the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself is we light candles for the miracle that took place. A good Nerev Shabbos.